Svarno in Parsha Korach has a teeny tiny comment on a teeny tiny part of a pasuk mixed into a story that you might miss, and I just think is such a brilliant insight and an important lesson for all of us. In the stories of Parsha Korach, we have Korach and the 250 men and Datan Vaviram all coming to challenge Moshe's leadership. But we also have challenging not just Moshe's leadership, but the whole concept of the Kohuna and Shevet Levi being special. Why was Shevet Levi chosen amongst all the other Shvatim? So in Perek Yud Zayin, we have a story of Hashem trying to solve, once and for all, letting everybody know that it wasn't Moshe and Aaron usurping all the power for themselves, but they had been chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the plan? The plan is Hashem tells Moshe, tell Bnei Yisrael the following. Every Shevet, one representative of each Shevet, should take a staff, a stick, a mateh, and write the name of the Shevet on the stick. And Aaron, being the representative of Shevet Levi, should do the same thing. And then they're going to take all these staffs or sticks, and they're going to put them in the Mishkan overnight. And whoever Hashem chooses, Hashem's telling Moshe this, whoever I choose, so that staff is going to sprout. And this is going to get rid of all the complaints of Bnei Yisrael that they've been making. So Moshe tells Am Yisrael this, and each Nasi of each Shevet comes and brings their stick. Okay, this is just to remind us of the story, the background of this big showdown, what's going on. And Moshe comes in the morning, and Vayimi Mocharat, the pasuk says in Chav Gimel, Vivo Moshe Lo Moed, Lo Aleidut, Vine Parach Mate Aaron. Big surprise. Aaron's staff was the one that sprouted. It grew almonds, it grew flowers. It's blossoming. Shkedi Aparachat. Okay, the stick is sprouting. Okay, that should prove once and for all what happened. So what does Moshe do? He brings out all 12 sticks, 11 sticks, just as they were the day before, and one stick that has since turned into flower bed, almonds growing from it. Vayitzei Moshe kol matom yilfnei Hashem l'kol b'nei Yisrael. Vayir'u vayichu ish matehu. And each person took back his stick. So the Sforno sees from these four words, vayir'u vayichu ish matehu, they looked, and each person took his staff. So you might say, okay, show's over, I'm taking my staff back. Done. Aaron wins. The Sforno says, that's not the story here. Vayiru vayichu ish matehu lechavein simanam bevateim shemahu chlaf. They didn't just give any stick and give it in to this contest. They were so sure that they were correct in this battle, that Moshe and Aaron had taken everything for themselves and that Shevet Levi wasn't going to be chosen, that they were sure that they were going to win. To the point that they were suspicious that Moshe or Aaron or somebody would switch the sticks on them. So they somehow marked all the sticks. They had a way, you know, I don't know what the system was, but I guess if you lined up ridges, you know, of a stick and against something else, it would have the exact same marks. So they could take it back and compare and be like, okay, it's the same stick. In other words, Moshe puts all these sticks in the Mishkan, Aaron's grows, and they're still not convinced. Not only are they not convinced at that point, they take their sticks home in order to check them that they haven't been switched. Okay? Of these four words that you might just miss, okay, people took their sticks back. It almost seems, you know, we believe every word in the Torah isn't superfluous. So it must be teaching us something, it must be important. But it's almost like you would say that phrase is like, okay, the end of the story. And everybody took their sticks back and went home, and now nobody's challenging Aaron and Moshe anymore. Says the Sforno, no. They took their sticks back because they were still being obstinate. They were still being stubborn. Maybe I'm right here. The lesson is clear from just the five words Sforno on four words in a pasuk at the end of a story that you might miss. The lesson is, when you want to be fooled, you get fooled. right? If you're looking to not believe, you'll be led in that path. You'll always have a way to convince yourself that something's coincidence, something's at play here, there's foul play, something's going on. You'll always be able to convince yourself of the conspiracy theory. You'll always be able to convince yourself that something's not right. And that's what this one is. That these people were so convinced that Moshe and Aaron were doing something wrong, even when with blatant proof, Aaron's staff sprouting in the middle of the night in Olam HaOed, supernatural phenomenon, they're still able to come up with the rationale of how that might have happened without them being wrong. Okay, and that's an important lesson for all of us. There are times in our life where you can't convince a person who knows he's right. Like, you can have arguments with people who are sure they're right. I mean in every area. I'm talking politics and whatever is going on in the community. If they're fighting and we like the rabbi, we don't like the rabbi, we want this to happen, we want that to happen, the school, the shul, the board, this person, there's a kashrus organization and the vod is in it together, and everyone has they think they're right, they're willing to go, they're fighting to the deaths, whatever it is they want, I'll take them to court, I'll sue, I'll win, I'm going to go to the papers, I'm going to go to the press. They're so convinced they're right, and there's nothing that convinces them. People get, when they're so sure they're right, they become irrational. And here we have the Sforno saying that's what happened to the people arguing with Moshe and Aaron. They were so sure they're right. Even after the supernatural phenomenon occurred, they still weren't able to be convinced. They still had to go home and check their staff. And so this is a warning to us. That's what the Sforno is giving us. The Sforno is saying, look what you become. You become the person taking on the stick to check that it wasn't switched around. We have to be on the lookout that when we're at odds with somebody else, with people, with the community in general, we have to make, that doesn't mean you're always wrong. I'm not convinced. Sometimes you have to be the, you know, like in last week's parsha, you have to be the Yeshua and Kalev against the 10 Meraglim. I'm not convinced the minority is wrong. But you should at least be checking yourself and making sure that you're not the crazy conspiracy theorist going home to check his stick at the end, and that you are the person who's willing to be convinced when given irrefutable proof in front of you, that you have to realize, okay, game over, it's Huni, Moshe Rabbeinu is right, Aaron HaKohen is right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right. And that's the message of this teeny tiny Sforno that you might skip over because it's so small, but its message is just so powerful. Shkach.